Cut me some slack. And that is Paul McCartney, David Grohl, Chris Novoselic, and Pat Smear. All three of those gentlemen after Paul McCartney from Nirvana. And the history of that is, that's Cut Me Some Slack, and it's from an album called Sound City, Reel to Reel. A little history on that. That's a project celebrating a recording studio called Sound City in California. And Paul McCartney and David Grohl and the other guys from Nirvana got together, and this is about a year ago probably that they got together and did that and, you know, recorded some other things. And then later in that year, after Sandy, the storm Sandy that hit New Jersey and New York especially, they did the concert that we call 12-12-12, and of course those guys all played together and they did a couple of other songs, but they asked McCartney if you wouldn't mind doing that song with us, and it was released just about a month ago on this album, Sound City Reel to Reel. But it's not the live version. It was actually the studio version that they recorded just about a year ago this month. So that's Cut Me Some Slack, new song from Paul McCartney, Dave Grohl, Chris Novoselic, and Pat Smear. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College. And this is The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles. And we are after that song, we're going to be in 1972 for pretty much the rest of the evening. We're doing the last part of the Beatles radio experience of 1972. And so we're going to be playing tracks from sometime in New York City and other things that singles that McCartney released and other things that were released in that year as well. And I'm your host, Gary Ault. And so right now I'm going to tell you about a trivia question that we have for this week. We're back to that because we had a successful fundraiser last week. We thank everyone for contributing so generously, and we made our goal. And so we're back to the trivia question again, and we're going to give you a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique if you are the first caller with the correct answer. And the question is, what Wings song, Paul McCartney song, was inspired by the song Woolly Bully? And you have to get both parts of this. What was the lyric or the part of the lyric that inspired the song? It has to do with the name of the song corresponding with something that was in the song Woolly Bully. So if you know the answer to that, what Wings song, Paul McCartney song, was inspired by Woolly Bully, and what was the lyric that inspired it, give us a call at 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545, and the first correct caller will receive a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. So now we're going to carry on with something from a release from The Temptations in 1972. Now, there were several versions of this. The original version that we're going to play is almost 12 minutes long. Then they cut it down to, I don't know, something like 8. And, of course, they had to cut it down to play on Top 40 radio. They cut it down to 3 or 4 or whatever the heck it was. But we're going to play the original version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone. We'll be right back.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Thank you. would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills.
Hey, mama, folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, 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 well.
Well,
when
he left his head, was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was alone, 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 alone.
Papa was a rolling stone. Well, when he left his head, was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was
Papa Was a Rolling Stone from The Temptations, from their 1972 release, All Directions. And you're listening to The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles. Reason why we played that was because it was released in 1972. And we're going through the Beatles radio experience 1972. What might it have been like to listen to the radio in 72 with all those releases from George, John, Paul, and Ringo in that year? So we're going to be interspersing songs here and there. And that was the full version from the album All Directions, the 11-minute and 44-second version, as opposed to the edited versions that we probably heard if we were listening to the Top 40 radio. But if we were listening to the really, really cool stations, we would have probably heard the full version. So I'm Gary Ault, and this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with some stuff from John Lennon's Sometime in New York City album and some Paul McCartney Wings, et cetera, et cetera, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Allison, host of WNTI's Gonzo Country Radio. I'll play classics from Townes Van Zandt and Waylon Jennings, alternative country artists like the Drive-By Truckers and Ha Ha Tonka. I'll even throw in some folks like Steve Fromholtz for a chuckle. Tune in Thursdays from 10 to midnight and commune with your inner Texan on 91.9 WNTI, where Gonzo Country lives.
WNTI support comes from the Stanhope House, located on Main Street in Stanhope, New Jersey. The Stanhope House offers Americana food and entertainment nightly.
Coming to the Stanhope House on Friday, April 26th at 6 p.m., Kinderhook.
More information available at stanhopehousenj.com or by phone 973-347-7777 for the Stanhope House.
So, you have been listening to WNTI, and all of a sudden, something new comes along. Who was that, you ask? With the WNTI Music Shop, now you can find all the answers. Just go to WNTI.org and click on the WNTI Music Shop link on the homepage. Here you will find a listing of all the current new music, updated weekly, and you can find out how your online purchases can support WNTI. Visit the WNTI Music Shop at WNTI.org today.
What a waste of human power, what a waste of human life. Shoot the prisoners in the towers, 40 people with a wife. Out of the state, out of the state.
91.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
Now somewhere in the Black Mountain hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. Then one day, his woman ran off with another guy. Hit young Rocky in the eye, boy. Rocky didn't like that, he said. I'm gonna get that boy. And so one day he walked into town and booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon Firewood. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dream by stealing the girl of his fancy. Yeah, 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 honey. Was my girl, and she called herself Belle, and everyone knew her as Nancy and her man she called Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. He said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. Yeah, yeah, but oh, Danny, he was hot, and he threw first them shot. And old Rocky, he collapsed way down in the corner. Doctor, he came in, and he was thinking of Jim. Better.
All right, 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And we're in 1972 mode here. We're playing stuff that was released in that year. And here's what we started off that 20-minute set with. We started with Attica State from John Lennon's 1972 album, Sometime in New York City. Followed it up with the B-side of the Wings' Mary Had a Little Lamb single. That song was called Little Woman Love. And carried on then, we all know that we lost Richie Havens a few days ago, and we, you know, no matter what radio station we're listening to, we're hearing Richie Havens songs all the time. So I thought I'd throw that one in because it was released in 1972. It's a good Richie Havens song, and it's actually a Beatles song, Rocky Raccoon, from Richie Havens On Stage. So we get kind of a double dose there. And then speaking, oh, then we played the Give Ireland Back to the Irish, the instrumental version on the flip side of the Wings single, Give Ireland Back to the Irish. And then we finished that set with a song from Funkadelic called Balance from their album America Eats Its Young. We played that because just a few days before Richie Havens passed, we lost Cordell Boogie Mawson, who was the bass player in that incarnation of Funkadelic. They had been called the Funkadelics, then Funkadelic, then Parliament Funkadelic, all over the place. And it's sort of kind of the same group, but not the same. Eventually, Bootsy Collins is probably the bass player we know better from that group. But Cordell Boogie Mawson was definitely the bass player on that track. And so we heard Balance from Funkadelic. And so, again, 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And we're going to take a short break and then come back with some more John Lennon and an answer to the trivia question, which we, by the way, got an answer to already. And some more music, okay? So here's the break.
Hi, this is Martin Sexton, inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, the Milk Carton Kids, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week on E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from Live Nation, presenting Steve Earle and the Dukes in concert at the Sands Bethlehem Event Center in Bethlehem on Friday, April 26th at 8 p.m. Tickets and information available online at sandseventcenter.com or by phone 1-800-745-3000 for Steve Earle and the Dukes Friday, April 26th at the Sands Bethlehem Event Center.
Are you at a point in your career where you're feeling stagnant, trapped, nowhere to go? A graduate degree from Centenary College can take your career to the next level. With programs in business, leadership and public administration, education, and counseling, Centenary College offers innovative graduate programs designed for you to achieve your professional goals. Centenary College's three locations in Hackettstown, Parsippany, and Edison are easy to get to from work or home. With traditional evening courses, accelerated classes, Saturdays, or online, Centenary makes getting your graduate degree convenient for your lifestyle. By learning from faculty whose expertise comes from real-world experience, you can develop new skills that will help you get ahead in your chosen field or even change careers. Are you putting off grad school because you're afraid of standardized tests? No worries there. Most Centenary programs do not require the GREs or the GMATs. To learn more about Centenary's graduate programs in business, leadership and public administration, education, and counseling, please join us for our next open house on Saturday, April 27th. To register, go to centenarycollege.edu/WNTI.
The people there to cry the
That's John Lennon with Sunday Bloody Sunday from his 1972 release Sometime in New York City. And he's going to go on for another half minute. Okay, thank you, John. That's John Lennon, backed by Elephant's Memory, by the way. Hey, we have an answer to the trivia question, and the answer came from Rob from Newton, and he knew the answer to the question, what Wings Paul McCartney song was inspired by the song Woolly Bully by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, and what lyric specifically inspired it? And the answer to that is the song is Sea Moon, which was originally a single, but I think you can get it on a compilation album now. But the specific lyric in the song Woolly Bully by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs was, there's a line, this is what Paul says, there's a line in it that says, let's not be L7. Well, of course, L7, when you put the letters together, it makes a square. So it's another way of saying, let's not be square. And so he was fascinated by that, you know, relationship between the number and the letter, making a square. So he thought Sea Moon, you know, kind of made an interesting visual image. So he wrote a reggae song called Sea Moon. So we're going to hear it now, but this is not the 1972 studio version we're going to hear. This is from an album called Amoeba's Secret, which is just an EP released in 2007. It was recorded at a music store called Amoeba Music in Hollywood, California, June 27th, 2007. Of course, it's not Wings, of course, but it's Paul McCartney with Sea Moon. Paul McCartney recorded live at Amoeba Music in Hollywood, California, June 27th, 2007. And we heard Sea Moon available. Actually, it was released in 2009. I'm sorry, but it was recorded in 2007. So that's available on an EP called Amoeba Secret, which is probably going to be hard to get. So if you want to look for it, be my guest. But we're going to just listen to a little Frank Zappa in the background, because he released Waka Jawaka in 1972, which is part of a, I don't know, it's kind of a couple of albums that he did that were really accessible, like the Grand Wazoo, released really close to that time, maybe a year or so later. And I know Spider played this a little while back, but I'm going to play it again because I love it. But we're not going to play the whole thing. We're going to go out with a shameless pop ditty, kind of a hard pop is what I call it. You know, it's kind of a rock and pop song. And but meantime, this has been 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives. And this is The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles. And I'm Gary Ault, and what else do you want to know? The 1972 Beatles radio experience. It was part three, I think, or something. Maybe part four, I forget. But there's so much available. And then next week we're going to do 1973. We're going to start out with an old Beatles song and then go into 1973. So without any further ado, I've got about another half a minute to talk, so I'm going to talk. But yeah, 1973, I'm going to go through 74, 75, all the way up to 2013, because every year there was something significant released by one of the Beatles, or some Beatles stuff that was, you know, brought out that hadn't been released before, or maybe repackaged. So we are going to play, wait a minute for this, we're going to play The Raspberries with Go All The Way. So let's hear some shameless pop from 1972. I'll get it right any second now. We're going to hear The Raspberries.
You're listening to Member Supporters 919 WNTI Madison. Radio from Centenary College.